Mark's been under the weather a little bit. We hope you're feeling better, Mark.
Thank you. I am, Tony. Yeah, good night's sleep last night. So, yeah, this pre-Christmas cold is starting to go away.
Well, you can't be sick during the holidays.
Sometimes you don't have a choice, do you?
Saw an Associated Press story yesterday, and let me read the first couple of lines. More than 32 mostly coal-fired power plants in a dozen states will be forced to shut down, and an additional 36 might have to close because of new federal air pollution regulations, according to an AP survey. Together, these plants, some of the oldest and dirtiest in the country, produce enough electricity for more than 22 million households, according to the AP survey. The Lansing Board of Water and Light's coal-burning Eckert Power Station was on the list of plants with at least one unit at risk of retirement because of two EPA rules. Tell me about how these new rules and regulations may affect the Board of Water and Light. Could they affect the Eckert Station?
Well, certainly, Tony. You know, we've known for a number of years that the lifespan of the Eckert Power Station, that's the one downtown Lansing with a big smokestacks everybody sees. We've known for a long time that eventually some of the units that produce electricity are going to have to be closed down. They are certainly old. In fact, they've figured that the lifespan, average lifespan of a power plant is about 40 years. We have some of these units that are producing electricity are close to 60 years old. So we've known for some time, and there have been plans, regardless of what the EPA was going to do, there were plans and still are plans to close some of those units down. But there's still a lot of things in play. We really need to see what the EPA is asking for, and we'll plan accordingly.
So you don't know the specifics of those rules yet?
That is correct. I mean, we certainly have gotten word from the American Public Power Association, which is sort of our, I guess you would say, our window on Washington for us and for all of the other municipal utilities in the nation. So we're still waiting to hear from them. But, yeah, absolutely, we're going to be complying with EPA rules. That's what we always do. And, you know, we'll make accommodations accordingly. I would add, though, that the one real bright spot for us is that we've just broken ground on a new natural gas plant that's going to be producing both electricity and steam, and that is going to make a huge difference in the reduction of greenhouse gases as well as mercury. So we think we're on the right path already.
All right, talking about the Eckert Station, how many people does it create power for, and are there long-term plans to shut it down, even if the EPA's new rules and regulations don't force you to do so?
Well, to answer that last one first, yes, eventually the Eckert plant will have to be shuttered. I mean, it is just that old. But it didn't all come online at one time, so not all parts of it are 58 to 60 years old. So it's going to be a phase out rather than just one day we're going to, you know, lock it up. As to how many people it serves, well, the Eckert Power Station is the workhorse of our electric production. We have two power plants, one called the Erickson, which is in Delta Township, and Eckert. And Eckert produces approximately, I'm just guessing, 55 to 60% of the electricity needs in our community. So it is definitely the workhorse. But the upside, again, getting back to Realtown, we're going to be producing 100 megawatts of electricity when that plant opens in 2013. So when some of that goes down in Eckert, when we have to close that, some of that will be made up for by our new Realtown plant.
Will the Realtown plant be able to pick up the 60% as you mentioned, or will there be either upgrades to other Board and Water and Light facilities or perhaps another new facility?
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question, and that's what we and a lot of other utilities around the nation are thinking about right now. Yeah, the Realtown plant would not be able to replace all of the 350 megawatts now produced by the Eckert Station. But again, the good news is this is going to be phased out. We're probably looking at within 2 to 3, probably about 3 years, one or two of those units out of the six in Eckerd being taken down, being decommissioned. That still gives us probably another 5 to 8 years to figure out what we're going to do with those other units, which can be retrofitted, but it's very expensive. We're talking multiple tens of millions of dollars. Or a decision will be made for doing something else in the way of generation, whether that's another natural gas plant, whether it's more solar and wind. All of that is still kind of up for discussion.
How soon do you think the Board and Water Alight will know the specifics of how they need to move on this as far as the rules and regulations that are new from the government? And when do you think a decision will be made on how to create additional power for the area?
Well, I think probably within 6 months we'll have a pretty firm idea of what we need to do and when we need to do that as far as the EPA action. It's really hard for me to put a time frame on deciding what we're going to do post-coal. I mean, this is what the industry and, frankly, the entire nation is now having that debate. What are we doing? What are we going to be doing to move beyond coal? I mean, we think we've made a pretty important first step with this cogeneration plant in Reotown, but it's only the first step. I mean, if I had to do a ballpark, I would say probably within 3 to 5 years we will have a very clear understanding and direction of where we're going to go.
All right, and just to be clear, the Board of Water and Light currently is following all the rules and regulations, and these new rules and regulations that may change some things, that doesn't touch with what you're doing right now, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I mean, we're currently complying with all federal and state guidelines, and we'll continue to do so. Yep.
All right. And, Mark, before I let you go, any news on the power grids or those, what's the term I'm looking for, the substations, if you will, where people can recharge their electric cars?
Oh, for the hybrid vehicle?
Yeah.
No, I don't really have anything new. I mean, we're slowly getting those in place in the community. I mean, there are a few scattered around, one in Delta Township, one, and I know that one just recently was installed at Michigan State University, and some of the private owners of the Chevy Volts have chargers at their homes. I think there's probably about 24 of them out there, and it's going to steadily increase as time goes on.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. There was a push for this, but people aren't buying those cars as quickly as I think we maybe anticipated.
Yeah, I think it's just like it's just like the incandescent light bulb. You know, we've been with the incandescent light bulb for over 100 years, and people, and that's very understandable. I mean, suddenly you got this newfangled, squiggly-looking CFL bulb, and it's a little bit too much for people to, you know, it takes them out of their comfort zone. I think it's the same way with electric cars. It's just going to be a slow process with people getting used to it.
All right, Mark, we appreciate you greatly. Thanks for your time. We hope you feel better, and again, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Tony. Merry Christmas to you.